Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com, use promo code Bill at checkout. So, Adams, Mayor Adams, we're going to do this in the body of Common Sense tonight, in the national part of the program, because the Sanctuary City movement is now under tremendous pressure because of the death of that poor Georgia young woman, Lake and Riley, killed by a guy from New York. First Venezuela, then El Paso, then New York, and the cops let him go. And he went down to Georgia and killed this woman. Allegedly, he is entitled to due process. Anyway, so Mayor Adams, he's under fire because now he's presiding over a sanctuary city. But Adams says, no, I don't want it to be a sanctuary city anymore. Okay? I want the law to be changed. And I can't do it because the city council won't cooperate. That's not true. So Adams and the governor of state, Kathy Hochul, could work together to write corresponding executive orders, one from Albany, one from New York City, that order New York City police to cooperate on every arrest of an illegal alien, every single one, with ICE, with the Homeland Security people, the immigration authorities. And it's simple. You arrest an illegal alien like this guy, Jose Ibarra, the alleged killer of Lakin, and you call the ICE people and you go, we got Jose, you want him? And they say yes or no. The feds say we'll take him or not. And under the Biden administration and Mayorkas, a lot of times they'll go, no, we don't want him, kick him. Now, here's something I did not know, but this is fascinating. Where I live here in Nassau County, at the Nassau County Jail, right off Hempstead Turnpike, on the premises of the jail are three ICE agents, three Homeland Security agents at the jail every day. So when a migrant comes in charged with a crime in Nassau County, these guys interview the person, go into their computer data bank, and they can take them right there. They can detain them right there in Nassau County Jail. I did not know that. So Blakeman, the county commissioner, is protecting me and my family a lot better than if I was living in New York City. And the commissioner's there and Adams and Hochul. They're not protecting you from these people. In Nassau County, at least there is a structure that is quick and efficient. I didn't know that. I'm glad I learned it. Now, I don't know what's going on in Suffolk. Suffolk is a much, much bigger county than Nassau as far as area is concerned. So I don't know what they're doing out there, but I'll find out. But anyway, the point is that these politicians, and Adams is a great example of this. It's excuse after excuse. I can't. It's always somebody else's fault. I mean, Biden is going to border tomorrow, and he's going to blame the Republicans for the open border. I mean, how dumb do you have to be to even listen to that? Yeah, Trump did it. No. Everybody knows that Trump cut it down about 80% with Remain in Mexico policy. But there's Biden. He's going to, and then you'll see it in the New York Times, the Washington Post, on all the networks, all that. You'll see it. And I'm just going to myself, yes, I know there are a lot of dumb Americans. I know. I see them. I know. And there's nothing we can do about that. Public education system has collapsed. The internet has just taken people. They're addicted to it. They don't know anything. They believe everything they read. There's no skepticism. They don't know history. On and on and on and on. But to believe that Republicans are responsible for the open border, to believe that, you got to be a sub-moron. Okay. So anyway, I wish that Hochul and Adams would stop this madness in New York City, letting these criminal aliens out on the street. They don't have to do it. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.